You're listening to WARA Attleboro. Now coming up, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Janak Moshaguit Avantuchun Hayu Barzankane, Yevurvor Hainayeke Gilisvin, Hon Harinikavokche. Good morning. It is Sunday, March the 16th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings to you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Բարելույսների հայրենագիցներ, հայկական ռադիոյի ժամապոլոր Նոր Ինգլենդի մեջ հրավված էին որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնէ։ Հին սերունդը կփնտրէ զայն իրանշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դուրնենու մեջ անցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը, իրենց ծավը մոռնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։ Աչերը իհավիճանս պագեց, երեկ հայկական մայրեր աշապատ. We lost three of our Armenian mothers this week. On March 9th, Elizabeth Liz Kaloyan. March 11th, Zari Karen Elajanian. And on March 13th, Marie Tarakshan Bouchard.
As a last respect at your graveside, I place a bouquet of flowers at your grave. Your memory will remain with us forever, and your grave will never be neglected. As rose petals are placed on your grave, the angels will watch over you forever. I grieve for you today at your departure, and my heart is breaking and full of sorrow.
Hora guitit iper harkankes vercin, sonem punch mod zahik neruan taram. Hishadagad la an mah polorin, yev chi lukvi keresmanat an khanam. Varti tuper togzar taren shirimat, reshtagner togbah panen zain haved. Darabagots yev menavor sukagidet, Hokis Aisor Gulalrik Megnumet.
Elizabeth Liz Colloyan of North Providence died peacefully at home, surrounded by her loving family, on Sunday, March 9th. Liz was born on Christmas Eve, 1931, to the late Noyim Zar and Antrani Krikorian in Providence. She was predeceased by her sisters, Manushag Weston, Miriam Krikorian, Zaini Krikorian, and her mother-in-law, Julie Colloyan. She married the love of her life, Azadig Azi Colloyan Sr., on April 25, 1954. Together in North Providence, they raised their five children and created their American dream as first-generation Armenian Americans. Mrs. Colloyan graduated from Central High School in 1949 and enjoyed singing in her church choir for many years at St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Armenian Church. After graduation, she worked for the state of Rhode Island as a secretary until her marriage, when she then helped build her husband's construction company as a vice president and secretary until their retirement. Mrs. Colloyan was deeply devoted to her family and dear friends. She loved volunteering her time at church picnics and bazaars and was a co-founder of the Church Cultural Committee. She was also the co-chair of the fundraising committee, which helped build the addition to the Agavian Auditorium. She was a member of the Church Women's Guild and in 1998 created and edited a cookbook for the church titled The Flavors of Home, Achkit Chop. Mrs. Colloyan was also an extraordinary cook, baker,
an entertainer. Her sharp mind, up until her passing, could be attributed to her love of crossword puzzles. She and Ozzy enjoyed their many travels through the United States, Europe, and Armenia, including two pilgrimages to her parents' village, now part of Eastern Turkey. Mrs. Colloyan deeply loved time spent with her family and dedicated much of her retirement supporting her grandchildren's many passions and interests. Her loving, generous spirit was touched by all who knew her and will live on for generations. She is survived by her husband, Azari Colloyan Sr., her children, her beloved children, Julie Kaloyan Damasi and her husband Louis, Elizabeth Kaloyan, Nina Kaloyan Tegu and her husband Peter, Kim Kaloyan Ventress and her husband David, and Ozzy Kaloyan Jr. and his wife Laurie. Her grandchildren, Alexandra and Juliet Damasi, Eli Tegu, Olivia, Ava, and Lana Kaloyan, as well as nieces and nephews Diana Barsoomian and Anthony Weston, and great niece and nephews, along with many loving family members and friends. Funeral services were held last week from St. Saga and St. Mestro, with burial at Swan Point. Our deepest condolences to the Kaloyan family. I'm doing this a little different. My next song is Meg Hadiges, One of a Kind. It's my mom's song, and I know she shares it with Mrs. Kaloyan.
Morana
As I mentioned, we lost three Armenian moms this week. Zari Karen Alajanian died peacefully surrounded by her family on March 11th. Zari was born on April 1st, 1934 in Providence to Araxi Inkeran Krikorian, who had immigrated to the United States as a result of the Armenian genocide. Zari was the second of four children, George, Nazali, and Charles, all deceased, and graduated from Central High School in Providence in 1952, where she was a cheerleader for the basketball team. It was during this time that she met her husband of 52 years, Harry Alajanian, who passed in 08, who coincidentally played for the team. It was also in high school that she acquired the nickname Rusty, based on the red-orange color of her hair. Throughout her life, she was active in the Armenian church and as a youth participated in the Armenian Youth Federation. Following high school and before marrying, Zari was a medical secretary in Providence. Following marriage in 1956, she gave birth to and raised three children, Michael, Roxanne, and Paul. In the 1970s, Zari began college, initially as a part-time student and subsequently as a full-time student, earning both a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in speech pathology. She practiced speech pathology both in private practice at the Sargent Center, followed by the Warwick Public School Systems, starting in 1986 until her retirement in 1996. Zari was devoted to the Armenian Church, and in addition to attending services as frequently as possible, helped in the kitchen of St. Varsanan's Church, preparing food for the annual bazaar and other functions, as well as singing in the choir. While her children were young, she was a member of the Edgewood Junior Women's League and eventually served as president. She also volunteered in a program called Insight, reading books on the radio for the blind. Zari loved music and theater and participated in community theater in East Greenwich, playing supporting roles in musicals such as Grease, Fiddler on the Roof, and Oliver. Zari possessed a vivacious and loving spirit. She had many friends and participated in as many social activities as possible. She never did anything halfway and pursued her goals conscientiously and with commitment. She cared deeply for her family and spent much time with her grandchildren. She is survived by her son Michael, who's married to Carol, daughter Roxanne, married to Greg, and Paul, married to Jennifer, as well as five grandchildren, Tori, Ella, Marley, Abigail, and Isabella. Her funeral services will be held this week, Tuesday, March 18th, 11 a.m., St. Varsanan's Church. Visiting hours are Monday from 4 to 8 at the Nardalillo Funeral Home. Again, visiting hours are tomorrow night, 4 to 8 at the Nardalillo Funeral Home. Our condolences to the Alajanian family. And lastly, Marie Tarakshan Bouchard, 77, of Cranston, passed peacefully to the Lord at home on Thursday, March 13th, surrounded by her loving family. She was the beloved wife of the late Franklin Delano Bouchard, who passed 3 weeks prior to her on February 20th. They were married for over 58 years and together for over 64 years. Born in Vienna, Austria, she was the daughter of the late Rupen and Cecilia Tarakshan. She lived in Cranston for most of her life. Marie was a graduate of Central High School, class of 1966. She earned an MBA with a concentration in marketing from Johnson & Wales University, a remarkable accomplishment she made in her 50s, attending school nights after working all day. She enjoyed traveling with Frank and her family, shopping and gardening. She cherished spending time with her loving family and friends. Marie enjoyed a career in hospitality, working as director of sales and marketing for Johnson & Wales University at the Radisson Airport Hotel for 16 years before retiring. Marie and Frank also enjoyed working together in their business, Pins by Frank, from 2000 until present. Marie had a strong faith and enjoyed her Woodridge United Church of Christ family very much, many of whom had been a tremendous support for her throughout her illness. She is survived by her daughter, Michelle Bouchard of Cranston, grandchildren Dylan Javery of Cranston, Nicole Beckham and husband Ali of Georgia, Brandon Bouchard and fiancé Morgan of Georgia, and great-granddaughter Daphne Beckham of Georgia. Her brother Jake Hagop Tarakshan and partner Sandy Antoni of Cranston and brother Rupen Michael Tarakshan. She was predeceased by her son Mark Bouchard. Visiting hours are Monday, tomorrow night at Nardalillo Funeral Home, 4 to 7. Again, Monday, March 17th, visiting hours, 4 to 7. A celebration of life and mass will be announced at a future date. Our condolences to the Tarakshan Bouchard families. And now we'll be listening to a song that's by the former Jack Basadian. It's in memory of our three moms. Elizabeth Liz Kaloyan, Zari Karen Alajanian, and Marie Tarakshan Bouchard.
Mă asparo, cazacero, caro de link mai rigia.
With our dialysis this week, March 16, 1994, today is the 31st dialysis of Martha Jaskalian. March 16, 1996, today is the 29th dialysis of Opcot Arthur Klanian. March 16, 1997, today is the 28th dialysis of Hagop Ivajan. March 17, 2007, Monday is the 18th dialysis of Reverend Father Hike Donikian. March 17, 1999, Monday is the 26th dialysis of Margaret Chapkunian. March 17, 1999, Monday is the 26th dialysis of Charles Gatto Mikaelian. March 17, 2008, Monday is the 17th dialysis of Sahak Sahakyan. March 17, 1986, Monday is the 39th dialysis of Asadur Barsamian. March 17, 2004, Monday is the 21st dialysis of Arthur Honoyan. March 17, 2006, Monday is the 19th dialysis of Lucy Martesian. March 18, 1994, Tuesday is the 31st dialysis of Araxi Krikorian. March 18, 1994, Tuesday is the 31st dialysis of Chuck Stevens. March 18, 2004, Tuesday is the 21st dialysis of Brightness Jajorian. March 18, 2002, Tuesday is the 23rd dialysis of Sarah Persapet Lelegian. March 18, 2004, Tuesday is the 21st dialysis of Baizad Bernice Sarugian. March 18, 2021, Tuesday is the 4th dialysis of Albert Nishan Pakradunyan. March 19, 96, Wednesday is the 29th dialysis of Haig Balikyan. March 19, 2015, Wednesday is the 10th dialysis of Anime Marachin. March 19, 2009, Wednesday is the 16th dialysis of Mary Krikorian. March 20, 1983, Thursday is the 42nd dialysis of Aram Arabian. March 20th, 1989, Thursday is the 36th dialysis of Harry Krikorian. March 20th, 94, Thursday is the 31st dialysis of Janet Carrion Stone. March 20th, 2002, Thursday is the 23rd dialysis of Dikranuhi Krikorian. March 20th, 2007, Thursday is the 18th dialysis of Lusik Dadeyan. March 21st, 91, Friday is the 34th dialysis of Margaret Yepchayan. March 21st, 1997, Friday is the 48th dialysis of Reverend Arsen Georgishan. March 21st, 1988, Friday is the 37th dialysis of Stepan Goshkarian. March 21st, 1995, Friday is the 30th dialysis of Francis Kazarian. March 21st, 1998, Friday is the 27th dialysis of Kevok Odabashan. March 22nd, 1993, Saturday is the 32nd dialysis of Virginia Kazoyan. March 22nd, 1998, Saturday is the 27th dialysis of John Arzuyan. March 22nd, 2003, Saturday is the 22nd dialysis of Mariam Bedrosian. March 22nd, 2023, Saturday is the 2nd dialysis of Hachadur Archie Erganian Jr. And March 22, 2018, Saturday will be the 7th dialysis of Shirley Kazarian. Iverin Yeru Sachemes from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially for the passing of Elizabeth Liz Kaloyan, Zari Karen Alajanian, and Marie Tarakshan Bouchard.
Iverin. Yeah.
Losing loved ones, dear friends, but when it's your mom, and no matter how long you've had with them, it's never enough. An Armenian mom especially leaves a big gaping hole in your life. That hole stays empty. I will say that from the other side, I know they're still keeping an eye on us, so just remember your mom is always with you, and they're keeping an eye on you. With that, my next song is She, and it's twofold. It's by Charles Aznavour, and there's a concert in his honor. It's his 100th birthday this month, and we celebrate the great Charles Aznavour. But it's the cultural committee that's putting together, that's sponsoring this event. And Mrs. Kaloyan was a co-founder of the cultural committee. And so this song is especially to her, but it's also for the concert that takes place. And, you know, in honor of Mrs. Kaloyan, I can't think of a better location. We'll all be next Saturday night at the Newport Mansion Bell Court, and it's just so apropos. Mrs. Kaloyan, if you were lucky enough to know her, she was a classy, elegant woman. She was a beautiful Armenian mom, and this one hits close to home. So this one is for you, Mrs. Kaloyan.
Maybe the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret. Maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. The beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside. Can't be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I care for through the rough. Take a laughter and her tears, and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. Here God, my love is she. She. Oh, she.
And I will say that that event is sold out. So if you're lucky enough to have tickets, we'll see you Saturday night. My next song is now for Ani Alora Emjin.
Hey,
And with that, we're going to the Vospigans with Zarigned. Just a reminder, today's the day for the ARS Arax Chapter's delicious Vospov Kufte to-go dinners. Hopefully you've already put in your order. Don't forget you're picking it up today after church. You can call Anush if you need more info, 401-230-2140, 401-230-2140. Remember, pickup is today, so enjoy your fabulous lentil kufte dinners. Music coming your way, and right now let's go to some of our upcoming events. April's a very busy month, so make sure you're writing down these activities. Tuesday, April 22nd, 4 o'clock, Rhode Island State House. On April 22nd, the Rhode Island House and state legislatures will be passing the annual Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day resolutions. Senate and House resolutions are sponsored and read by Senator David Tikoyan and Representative Catherine Kazarian. Resolution readings will start in the House and then move over to the Senate immediately thereafter. The public is invited and asked to attend sitting in the upstairs gallery. Then there are flag raising. We have three cities which flag raising will take place in. Thursday, April 24th, 5 o'clock, Pawtucket. Join us as we raise our Armenian flag and remember Armenian genocide and stand in solidarity with the people of Artsakh. The ANC Rhode Island will be honoring Anahit Atarian at the Pawtucket flag raising ceremony. She has led a life always prioritizing the Armenian cause and justice for genocide recognition. And again, that's Thursday, April 24th, 5 o'clock, Pawtucket City Hall. In Cranston and North Providence, both takes place on April 25th, Friday morning, 10 a.m. is North Providence. Friday evening, 6 o'clock is Cranston. Again, on the 25th, Friday night, 10 a.m., North Providence, 6 o'clock in Cranston. In North Providence, the ANC Rhode Island will be honoring Mr. Azadi Kaloyan and posthumously the late Mrs. Elizabeth Kaloyan. And in Cranston, they will be honoring Anna Demetricus. All three of these individuals will be honored for their contributions and dedication throughout their lifetimes towards furthering the Armenian cause. And again, these are the flag-raising ceremonies. Then on April 27th, Sunday, we remember the Armenian genocide. We will all gather at North Burial Ground in commemoration. The Armenian Martyrs Memorial Committee of Rhode Island has planned the 110th anniversary of the 1915 Armenian Genocide with a service of remembrance for the Holy Martyrs. The commemoration will take place at North Burial Ground, Providence. In case of inclement weather, the event will be held at the Armenian Evangelical Church in Cranston. Service will be held with participation of clergy and deacons from St. Sag St. Mesrop Church, St. Zvartsanant Church, and the Armenian Evangelical Church. Best speakers for the commemoration will be Dr. Henry Tarot and Ani Avetyan. They will serve as our keynote speakers for commemoration remarks. Ani Avetyan is a senior news anchor at Alpha News, a leading pan-Armenian channel, where she focuses on critical issues affecting Armenia, including the occupation of Artsakh, the denial of the Armenian genocide, and the foreign policies of Turkey and Azerbaijan. Her special project, The Real Turkey, delves into the complexities of Turkey's political landscape and its historical and contemporary policies, emphasizing that Turkey and Azerbaijan are not invincible forces. She also provided coverage of the 2016 and 2020 wars from the Artsakh frontline. Dr. Henry Tarolt is an associate provost at Worcester State University in the United States after teaching its philosophy department in 98 through 2017. He coordinated the WSU Human Rights Center. He has a background in radical social and political as well as continental philosophy. Dr. Tarolt researches genocide denial, genocide prevention, post-genocide victim-perpetrator relations and reparations, and mass violence against women and girls. He's also a member of the Worcester Aram ARF Gomidyutun. Please make every effort. Attend. Bring your family and friends. Sunday, April 27th, 12:30, North Burial Ground, as we commemorate the Armenian genocide. Okay, up next we have Nersik Ispirian. Thank you.
me shambas te pikarot surp yeretum Urumarum haqtats vayrum luse khachte irkeretum Ramanataram parthange tashtatsagan khachsimor Kokashpasti ushko zargit turkteren genum amenat Ramanataram parthange tashtatsagan khachsimor Kokashpasti ushko zargit turkteren genum amenat Zafere! Slas, ganats beton mets yeramin, minor arziv miatsav, harkes beto parkyerami, hayot sarper darmatsav. Ganats beton mets yeramin, minor arziv miatsav, harkes beto parkyerami, hayot sarper darmatsav. Dashat sagan dukhasim vor ramanatar menadke kopazuki hushko zargit hami turkere satke ramanatar an parthange dashat sagan dukhasim vor kopazuki hushko zargit tsereganu mamel.
And now just a reminder, Armenian Professional Network of Rhode Island, Wednesday, April 2nd, 6:30, Park Place Grill, 1401 Park Avenue. Guest panel speaker, Arar Association. Again, that's the Armenian Professionals Network of Rhode Island, Wednesday, April 2nd, 6:30.
We'll be right back.
As my dad used to say, Urachatsur, Gurachanas, Mer Jamanagalaratsav Shugalchun Serin Hamar, Sedesuchun Minchev Harjiga Giragi Aravod.
Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in Kali. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by Sonat Terrain, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. Please check us out on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Right now, you're listening to us on WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday.